to our prayer requests.
Several today. We want to pray for Karen Johnson, who's having shoulder replacement surgery Monday in Altus. We want to pray about the weather forecast and the extreme low temperatures, and pray for no ice, especially for the beginning of next week. Sean Ezel completed chemo and started T-cell transplant. We want to pray that he remains stable and his body doesn't reject the transplant. The Cheyenne Methodist youth are leaving for winter retreat this afternoon. I have a friend named Nikki. She's newly saved and baptized, and she's attending a discipleship classes this weekend. She's a little nervous but excited too. Curtis Stout's wife, Stacy, is having digestive issues, and Monica's granddaughter, Haley.
Okay. Let's pray for these. And you got other people on your list or on your heart, just think about them and pray for them as we pray here. Father God, we come before you today and just we love you. Just thank you that we can call you our Father, and that, Lord, that we would graciously and lovingly submit all that we are and have to you, so that we can truly know all that you have in store for us and know that you will fulfill your purpose in our life because of our participation in the gospel. And Lord, part of that is praying for one another, loving one another. But Lord, when people are hurting, we hurt with them, Paul said. When people are rejoicing, we rejoice with them, Paul said. And Lord, we just, our heavy hearts are heavy for all the folk. There are just so many around us, Lord, that are suffering from physical ailments. We just can't begin to name them all. But Lord, Karen Johnson is going to have a shoulder surgery on this next week in Altus. I just pray, Lord, that you would just shoulder replacement. Lord, just be with Karen, be with the doctors. Pray that you just get her through that in healing. Just, Lord, we do pray that we don't get the ice and people will be safe this coming week. Sharon Ezel completed her chemo and started a cell transplant. Lord, we just pray that he remains stable and his body doesn't reject a transplant. Lord, just touch his body. Lord, I want to pray for Jonathan Lester, who's got stomach cancer, and Lord, he's having to take radiation. Just same thing, just heal him. Lord, be with these youth from Cheyenne that are going on their winter retreat. Lord, I pray for safe travels. I pray, Lord, that they'd grow spiritually as they fellowship together and have a good time in you. Lord, be with Nikki, newly saved, newly baptized. She's attending an encounter to learn more about the Holy Spirit, about Christ. Lord, I just pray you just reveal yourself to her. And Lord, just hold her close. Lord, pray for Casey, that Lord, you just bless her, heal her body. Lord, be with Kurt. Be with the rest of all of these people's families. Lord, Monica's granddaughter, Haley. Lord, just there's just so many around us that are hurting, that have lost loved ones, that, Lord, you can use us to touch. So, Lord, just raise up folks around each and every one of these to just love them and bless them and let them know that they're not alone and that you love them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I have one more that just popped in my spirit. If we can pray for Stormy Stillman. She has court. She goes before the judge February 1st. And we're believing that she's going to be set free from prison. We're believing that the judge is going to say time served, because she's been in there some years now, y'all.
Yeah.
And we're just believing that 2023 is the year that people Stormy are going to be set free.
Stormy.
Mm-hmm. And she has come to know Christ.
Right.
And so we're just believing that God is going to show himself mightily.
Yep. Right. Well, let's pray for Stormy. Father, we thank you and praise you that you can hear us. And Lord, we do pray for Stormy. And Lord, that she has gotten saved, that Lord, you just speak to her. Lord, you just use her right where she's at. But Lord, we do pray that she's been set free from the bounds of Satan. Lord, we pray that we pray that she could be set free from the bounds of prison and be back out here in the world with her family and her loved ones, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. But you know, people don't want to hear this stuff that we're asking too much. And I would hope people would come to church and hear a message like this. I'm confident of this very thing. And we use this to encourage people. But the reason Paul is confident in these Philippians is because they have taken on the yoke of Christ. They have begun to serve Christ. They have taken on the...
I had a prayer request that just came in on Facebook. I'm sorry, y'all. I just seen it.
Lisa
Taylor, one of our listeners, she is having a procedure next week. She needs prayers. She's way nervous about it. She says, so let's just call.
Let's pray for her. Lisa, we're praying for you. We love you, but we know somebody who loves you more than we can possibly love. And, he's the one who's able to take care of you, so we want to lift you to him. Lord, we just pray for Lisa today. We just pray with her. We pray over her. Lord, we just lift her up to you and ask you just to wrap your healing, loving arms around her. Allow her to heal, feel your healing, loving presence. Lord, just allow her to feel your peace and your love. And Lord, we just pray that as she goes through these procedures she's going through, that Lord, you would just be with the doctors, give them wisdom. Lord, if you could just touch her and heal her, you could just heal her. But Lord, just if you use the surgeons or doctors, or Lord, we just pray for you to be with them through that, and just give her peace, knowing that you're there. Allow her to feel your presence, Lord, in Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
No, that's fine. We want to pray for Lisa. That's what we're here for. Amen. Ain't that what we're talking about
Come on.
Koinonia, partnership, spiritual conversations. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. And we want people to know that that we love them. I'm going to cry, you know, because my hair's standing up. I've had that happen in our church services sometime, but we need that. That ought to be the way every time we get together.
I used to be really hard and harsh and angry, and now I'm just a sissy for the Lord.
Yeah,
well, I kind of like being sissified for my Lord, because it makes me sensitive.
Been kind of to the point, and sometimes I can be abrasive, and sometimes I might not be as gentle as some pastors. But I don't. If you walk out of our church because I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. But if you walk out of our church because God has broke your heart about some sin in your life, that's between you and him.
Come on.
Because he loves you. He wants that cancer of sin removed from your body, from your life. And he wants you to serve him and know what it is to truly be blessed, to truly be loved. Because he can't use you with sin in your life. He can't use you to love people when you got hatred for other believers. And that's what that hypocrisy, what do you call it? It's an excuse. That hypocrisy excuse is just hate in your own heart. You're the one with the problem.
Come on.
Because you go in there and make it better. So God just wants to set us free. And the truth, and that's what he goes over here before we get away from this. We've got to get it here in a minute. But notice what he says over here in verse 9. Just think about this as he prays for them. Verse 8, he says, "For God is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus." He loved those people. And there's people in our church that just is, and I'm one of them. We're hard to love, but because they're brother or sister in Christ, they're easy to love. You know what I'm saying? God is helping me. And when it comes to, "And this I pray," verse 9, "that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge." That is knowledge that is revealed to us from God. Not knowledge that we some a lot of I'm the brutish of all beasts, like Job. I think Job said that. But the smartest person on this planet, and the guy that told me that it's been the same for 2,000 years, what new is there to learn, is one of the smartest people I know. But he is just so far from the real knowledge that comes from Jesus Christ. He doesn't know what it is to truly, truly serve Christ. Yes, he loves his family. He takes care of his family, provides for them very well. He'll help people, but he doesn't have that real knowledge that is revealed to us from Christ, from God, and all discernment is the ability to use that knowledge in the service of Christ. I've known some really, really smart people that have absolutely no common sense. And I know some people that have really, really, they could fly you. You may know who I'm talking about. I'll get in a plane with him and fly anywhere on this planet. But I will not get in a vehicle and ride with him on this ground. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Dale. I love you, Dale. I love that guy. And he's smart. Man, he's sharp. And he has done things that most people can't even dream about as far as flying and stuff. But I rode with him down here. But that needs to be what we're praying. And that's what praying is. Paul is praying for them, that they would continue to serve one another and talk. I just want to read a couple of verses of scripture that I just, and I'm not using this as an excuse for myself, but just look what Jesus says about this, what we're talking about right here. In Matthew 12 and verse 30, Jesus said, "He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters." If you're not partaking spiritually, having spiritual conversations with people and participating, koinonia, in the gospel along with your pastor and others, you're scattering. Oh, that's a dangerous place to be. And then 11:22, he says the same thing. Back up here to Matthew 10:33. Paul, he says, "But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven." That's a dangerous thing to do, too. And just to refuse to talk about him. I don't have to go out there and say, God's not real and that kind of stuff. That's not, he's talking about that. But just not being willing to tell others about him. You're not believing. If you truly believe, you're going to obey and go tell others. I mentioned John 3:36 a while ago. He said, "He who has the Son has life. But he who obeys not the Son," and that's one that uses the word translation, believe, but that word believe is the same word that means obey. He who has not the Son shall not see life.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's fine. We love you, Lisa.
Ella is her daughter.
And Ella, your daughter, we're going to pray for her. Let's pray for her right now. Let's pray for Ella. Ella, we love you. We praise you, God, for you. We just pray that you just keep your eyes and your heart and your ears open for Jesus. Just pray, talk to him. Hear our prayers for whatever's causing her. She's having pain in her stomach, Lord. And for her complete and total healing with everything that's been attacking her in this last year and more. Lord, we can't imagine what this young lady's going through. And Lord, we just pray that you would just hear the heart of her mother. And just, Lord, touch and heal that young lady's body. We just ask you, Lord, to heal her and ease her pain. The Bible says what two or three or more are in agreement on, we shall have their request. And I know that's not just to get whatever we want, but Lord, you are here as our healer. You love us, and I know you love Ella. And Lord, we just beg you, Lord, just touch her body in Jesus' name, in your name, for your glory. And I know that Lisa and Ella both are going to praise you and give glory to you for the healing that she receives in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless y'all. God bless y'all for listening, putting up with me, and God bless you for, most importantly, for hearing the word. This book is all about joy. Philippians is all about joy. It's mentioned 19 times, but that's not the main theme. The main theme of Philippians is Jesus Christ, period. I'm going to have a banner made over at the church that says, big letters, Jesus, but I haven't figured, if y'all can come up with an idea to put the emphasis on the period. I mean, the emphasis is Jesus, but you know what I mean? Period. Nothing else. Not your thoughts. Jesus. Not what you believe. Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Jesus, period. I don't care about that other stuff. Jesus. It's all I need. Paul said it in the last part. Let's go look at that. But Jesus, well, there was a couple more I was going to look at, but we can look at them later. But look, let's go back to Philippians one more time, and then I need to run. We could just stay here all day, couldn't we?
Yes.
Philippians chapter 4. If I can find this, or it may be 3. I think it's in 3. He says in chapter 3, verse 7, but whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and I count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ. Paul, you would think Paul had already gained Christ. Look what he's doing for Christ. He met him on the Damascus Road. Mm. Look at that. But then he says that he has more, he wants more, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is brought through faith in Christ. It's all about Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. All about Christ. I want to know nothing but Christ. It is Amen. Christ. If it's Amen. Not about Christ, it's a waste of time.
Come on.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you for your word. And I just pray that, Holy Spirit, you would be speaking to people's hearts and lives today, and realize that the only way we can truly have true joy is to be serving you, to love you, and to with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, and with all of our being. And Lord, it's not just going to church and sitting and soaking. We don't have joy from soaking. We have joy from serving, in Jesus' name. May your word be true and man a liar. Amen.
Amen.
God
Thank
bless you
so much, Pastor Larry. You have a blessed day.
You too. Get my knees to work. I don't want to work. Everyone has your husband.
If you would like to enter the book giveaway, all you have to do is like and share the program and comment done in the comments. Even if it is after the program is off. Even if it's over and we've ended the live stream, you can still be entered, because I do get a notification when someone comments on the program. So just because it's over for the day doesn't mean that your chance is over. I want you to know you still have a chance to be entered. So even if it's, yeah, any of them, any program that you come across and you like and share and then comment done, I will get the comment done, and then we will put your name down on the list. And the book giveaway is the 31st. We will be giving away this Wednesday, the 31st. So you still have time to be entered, y'all. Do you have any sponsors you want to read? Yeah, we're kind of doing things a little different because Pastor Larry had an appointment this morning at 10, so he had to leave early, and we didn't want to do it in the middle, so we're going to do our sponsorships now, y'all.
The Refuge Church is now at the New Liberty Church at 18304 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your socks off. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott.
Okay, stay tuned, y'all. we'll do the sponsorships that are recorded, and then we'll come back briefly and give you all the farewell for the weekend. I'm a little excited because I'm going to Texas this weekend. I haven't been to Texas in some years now, and I actually get to go spend the weekend with a dear friend of mine, Tanya. I love you, Sister Tanya. I'll see you later. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Bardice and Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. I need to do the right thing. The challenge is finding out what that thing is. This is where you develop habits. Good habits produce good results. They're not dependent on what somebody else thinks or even what you think at the time. When you find the right thing, make it a habit.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I made a mistake. I'm so excited about going to Texas today, y'all. The 31st is Tuesday, not Wednesday. My apologies. I'm just a little excited. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. It is the most powerful hour of the day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from Pastor Larry Parvin, y'all have a very blessed weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
So I'm kidding.